Mental health care is a constant need here in the San Joaquin Valley, especially for those who can't afford to go elsewhere, and for those whose symptoms are tough enough to require some treatment, but not hospitalization. Last week, Fresno County opened a new crisis residential facility to house those who fall in that in-between space. I spoke about it with Dewan Utek, director of the county's behavioral health department.
Our crisis residential facility is a 16-bed residential setting. This will be for people who don't quite meet the criteria for hospitalization, but for whom the team feels like setting them up with an outpatient appointment in days time might not be successful for them, and that getting them into a housed situation will help them have the supports they need to take advantage of and engage in the services that are being offered to them. It's generally for people who are adults. Men and women will be in the facility. We expect their length of stay to run somewhere around 30 to 60 days or so. And in that setting, they will have nursing staff and therapy staff and mental health workers, including peer support staff, so people with lived experience, people who have dealt with mental illness or substance use disorders or homelessness, who will help them navigate the system in terms of getting their needs met.
And so in terms of insurance, you know, who is this for and how much does it cost?
So the residential care, crisis residential care is available to individuals in Fresno County, largely who have Medi-Cal or who are indigent. There's typically shares of cost depending on what their income is. So it could be that they pay nothing. It could be that they pay a small amount. If they have Social Security benefits, that would be coordinated with that.
Can you give some examples of what kind of health conditions would make someone appropriate for this kind of facility?
Well, you know, anyone who has a serious mental illness and the symptoms of that and their difficulty managing those symptoms have resulted in them having a crisis. And that crisis, you know, typically when someone gets placed on a 5150 or involuntary hold, the criteria for it is they are a danger to themselves, a danger to others, or what we call grave disability. Gravely disabled means that even when resources are available to them for shelter and food and health, overall health, that they are unable to take advantage of those. And so that's why we think some people will be homeless who end up in this facility. And we anticipate that it will be those really be utilized by people who have experienced more than one crisis, and despite our efforts to get them engaged in outpatient services, are struggling to maintain their stability.
And so what is life at the facility like? They're there for 30 to 60 days. I mean, what are they doing while they're there?
Well, the goal is for it to be a home-like setting, although anytime you're in any sort of licensed institutionalized setting, that's difficult. But they will have their own rooms there. There's a nice open kitchen, and they'll be helping to prepare their own meals. They'll be washing their own clothes. They will have access to things like nursing staff to assist them with managing any medications they're on. Some services and supports will be available in the residential setting, and some they'll be going to appointments just like anyone would be from their own home.
And is this available to anyone from outside Fresno County?
You know, our expectation is that we have enough need for this service that it probably won't be available outside of the county, simply because our need will be too great and the facility will be at capacity. But that's one of the things we'll be looking at, because if we are at capacity, it would certainly warrant consideration for additional facilities like this.
Yeah, and I mean, 16 beds seems small. I mean, but I understand there are a lot of services that need to happen, a lot of staff, even to take care of 16 people. But is this enough even to serve the need here in Fresno County?
Well, another interesting thing about the rules around Medi-Cal is that, roughly speaking, a percentage of the care is paid for through state funds and a percentage through federal funds. And the federal government will only pay for services and facilities 16 beds or smaller. So that's why all of our inpatient facilities that are run by county operations or paid for through county operations are 16 beds or smaller. And so that's one of the conundrums, if you will, that doesn't always make sense to people who think of things in terms of economy of scale, but that's how it's set up. And particularly, I would say, if you're trying to create a home-like setting, it makes sense to have them smaller because most of us in our homes don't live with 27 people. So that plays into it as well.
And there are no other crisis residential facilities like this in Fresno, correct?
No. Many years ago, we had a crisis residential facility, and it was closed in a time of economic turmoil, we'll say, over a decade ago. And actually, where that crisis facility was operated out of was called Apollo, and that's now a housing unit for our clients.
And what's preventing the county from being able to build more of these?
Well, we actually received funding for the construction through a competitive grant process. And so we do have some funding for construction and such, but typically for that type of infrastructure, we use grants. So we certainly, if grant funding were made available, could apply for additional funds. It's very challenging. This was a ground-up construction. Oftentimes, when you're building something related to mental health, you see a lot of what we call NIMBYism, or not in my backyard, and it can be quite challenging to find locations, particularly if you're trying to create a home-like setting in the midst of a neighborhood. In this situation, we used a county-owned property, so we didn't have to deal with that. You could also select a property that you remodeled as opposed to built from the ground up, and some counties have done that. Many counties across the state have taken advantage of this grant funding to build crisis residentials, but you know, we all are dealing with the same challenges, and so we all expect that there'll be a capacity.
Okay, well, Dewan Utecht, Director of the Fresno County Behavioral Health Department, thank you so much.
Thank you.